This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
شيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all doing? You all look very tired. I feel very tired. And subhanAllah, we can see the numbers thinning out, and it's a very this is usually the part of Ramadan where the intensity drops a bit before the last 10 nights begin. And just a point to note that the 17th of Ramadan in particular, which is tonight, a lot of the scholars, I think even including Imam Bukhari and Imam Shafi'i, they mention that if it's not in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr is probably the 17th of Ramadan, because of the number of events that have occurred on the 17th of Ramadan, like the Battle of Badr and many other great victories in the history of the Ummah occurred on the 17th. And there's a very strong opinion that the 17th of Ramadan, if Laylatul Qadr fell outside of the last 10, it would be on the 17th. So this is a very important night, and a night where we should not be laxed, as tired as we are. Inshallah, make a little bit of extra effort. I speak to myself first as well. Ameen. We continue with our tafsir, and tonight, inshallah, and we keep the surah in mind as we go through Ramadan, because this is the reality. We'll speak about the very scary surah of Al-Qari'ah, which is the calamity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم القارعة, the striking calamity. Now a قارعة is a loud noise that scares you and terrifies you. Maybe if you hear a screech or a bang and it frightens you, this thing is called a قارعة. So Allah begins القارعة, the loud noise that scares you. ما القارعة, what is that striking noise and that calamity? وما أدراك ما القارعة, and what will make you truly understand what this calamity, the striking noise really is? And many of the Mufassirin said that القارعة is one of the names of Qiyamah, and the noise that it is referring to here is the noise of the trumpet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and the trumpet had been blown. When the trumpet is blown, all those who are in the heavens and the earth will fall down, pass away, will die, except those whom Allah will. Then when it is blown for a second time, they will automatically stand up. So we know there's a special angel called Israfil, who's in charge of blowing the trumpet, and his lips are on those trumpet already, and he's staying at Allah, at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not blinking, waiting for the command to come, because he does not know when Allah will give him the command to blow the trumpet, and he does not blink. And so the Prophet says, describes his eyes, they have become like stars, because he's constantly fixed on one spot, waiting for the command to blow the trumpet. And subhanallah, we don't change the slide yet. There's a surah in the Quran that is similar to Al-Qari'ah. It begins similarly. Al-Qari'ah, Al-Qari'ah, Ma Adraka Al-Qari'ah. There's another surah that also begins like that for a spot prize. Which surah? Al-Haqqah. Who mentioned it? Who said it? Someone said it. Or was it given on the slide? Subhanallah, mushkila. Right? Al-Haqqah. And it's interesting, Surah Al-Haqqah begins like this as well. Al-Haqqah, also one of the names of Qiyamah. Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, wa ma adraka mal-Haqqah. Al-Haqq, the inevitable reality. What is that inevitable reality? And what will make you know the inevitable reality? And in the next ayah, the word qari'ah is used. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ. So Allah has, these two surahs appear to be linking. And if you look at Thamud, they were destroyed with what? A great sound, a bang, a huge bang. And in the next ayah, even though we know Ad was destroyed with wind, Allah calls that wind sar saran, a screaming wind. So it's a noise. This qari'ah, Allah is linking it up with a noise that terrifies you. So Allah says, when that noise is heard and that trumpet is blown, then obviously Qiyamah will begin, subhanallah, and then it will blow again and we'll all rise up for Qiyamah. So on that day, Allah says, يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. On that day when people, all of mankind, will be like moths dispersed. We will be running around frantically, in no direction, left to right, not knowing where to go. Insan will be like these moths, all of us. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. And the mountains will be like fluffed up wool. So the mountains, so you know, if you were to take wool, or feathers, or your pillow, a good example. Your pillow, when you try to make it heaped up, you fluff it together like that. So the mountains will be shaked and banged together like that, subhanAllah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously as they bang together, that terrible noise that you can imagine will be sounded when the mountains crash against one another. That is also part of this imagery. So Allah is putting you, there's a time is going to happen where this terrible sound is going to occur. We'll be running around aimlessly out of fear. Mountains are hitting one another. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَكُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, that whoever on that day, his scale is heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ, that he will be in a pleasant life without any concern. So whoever's scale is heavy on that day, then he will get an عِيشَة, is a life without any worry, رَاضِيَة, full of joy. There's two ways of speaking about life. Life can be hayat. Hayat is normal living. But ma'isha is an easy life. So he will have a life with no worries in it, and it'll be filled with happiness. We spoke about this, about the scales being weighed. And the Prophet ﷺ says that the heaviest thing on the scale, what things will be very heavy? So some deeds are light on the scale, and some deeds are very, very heavy on the scale. So what are the good deeds that weigh the most? After tawheed, worshipping Allah alone, which is the heaviest thing on the scale, Prophet ﷺ says, akhlaq, good character, treating people nicely, smiling with people, speaking well with people, this will be the mightiest thing on the scale. And there are some people who might not have made a lot of salah and adhkar, but they were beautiful human beings to other human beings, and their scales will be heavy on that day. So he will have an easy life without any worries and complaints, that he won't be afraid of what's happening that day. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, but as for the one whose scale is light, meaning his good deeds are empty, his bad deeds are heavier than his good deeds. Now subhanAllah, look at this ayah. It's a very interesting ayah, a very scary ayah. It says, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. Is what? Your mother. Then his mother is going to be هَاوِيَةٌ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَةٌ. And what will make you know what is هَاوِيَةٌ? What's هَاوِيَةٌ? نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. So Hawiya is a pit, a huge bottomless pit. And Allah says, this Hawiya is not only a pit that has no bottom, it is Narun Hamiya. It is filled with extremely violent, hot, angry fire. So Allah says, his mother will be this abyss of fire. Why mother? Because a mother, and I picture someone in the womb of their mother, the people of Jahannam will be in this womb of fire, of endless pit. This is, Allah says, فَأُمُّ, his mother is going to be that. And he'll be completely wrapped all around by this hawiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And these are the nights to get as much istighfar. May Allah grant us that we never come close to seeing this place, hearing the qari'ah, seeing hawiya, being inside Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, forgive all our sins and our mistakes. May Allah make us min utaqa'i shahri Ramadan, meaning may Allah liberate our necks from the fire of the Jahannam. Ameen, ameen, alhamdulillah. We continue with Surah Al-Takathur tomorrow, insha'Allah. As for our quiz, we said yesterday, Surah Al-Adiyat, what animal was being discussed in Surah Al-Adiyat al-Dabaha? Horses, and answer number B is correct. Tonight, insha'Allah's question, very easy. What weighs the most on the scale on Qiyamah? Between charity, fasting, good character, and Hajj, the Prophet says, which of these deeds will weigh the heaviest on the day of Qiyamah? Answer that question, insha'Allah. And then the cards are being given out. And alhamdulillah, we are now going to soon, we'll be entering the last 10 nights. So all of us, continue to increase in your good deeds and make dua for each and every one of us. Is the announcement, Mr. Talib? Yes. So Brother Talib is reminding us that we're getting close to the end of Ramadan, which means fitrah must be given before Eid. And in reality, what we should do, fitrah, one of the opinions of the scholars, in fact many, majority of the scholars, said fitrah should be given in terms of kind, not cash. But when you distribute to the recipient of fitrah, they don't receive money, they receive food. The person who receives fitrah. But it's difficult for each and every one of us to buy food substances. So we have like the masjid who collects the cash. They will buy the food and they will distribute it. So you don't give Buddha Talib the money the day before, because he still has to go buy the food and then distribute it. So please, fitrah, is it 40 rand, Buddha Talib? Fitrah is 40 rand. 40 rand this year, fitrah, for every... Oh, the minimum is 40 rand, yes. For every member of your family, young or old, whoever they might be, 40 rand, inshallah. Fidya, 10 rand. 10 rand as well for every day unable to fast feed. Yes, 10 rand. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam wa sallim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.